AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. American employers scaled back hiring last month. Sagar Magani has the numbers.
Monthly job growth had been averaging 276,000 this year. In April, employers added 175,000, a decent increase, but far fewer than predicted, and the smallest gain since October. It's a sign persistently high interest rates may finally be cooling the hiring pace. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. The strong job market has been one factor in keeping inflation above the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. The Fed and Jerome Powell, for now, have put off any interest rate cuts until they get more confidence inflation is sustainably easing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The report went over well on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 1.3%, its biggest gain since February. The Dow added 450 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq climbed 2%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Former campaign advisor Hope Hicks testified at Donald Trump's hush money trial about the turmoil created by the infamous Access Hollywood tape. Work crews have begun demolishing a bridge that has Interstate 95 in Connecticut closed. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Nerves continue to fray in hours of traffic jams on and around the main artery linking New England and New York. The highway remains shut down in both directions after Thursday morning's three-vehicle wreck in which a gasoline tanker burst into flames that engulfed an I-95 overpass above the wreck. Officials hope to get that section of I-95 going in both directions on Monday. About 160,000 vehicles travel that section of I-95 a day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And heavy storms slammed the Houston area today, leading to high water rescues, including some from rooftops. This is AP News. Britain's governing Conservative Party has suffered heavy losses in local elections in England and Wales. Karen Chamas has the report.
The losses are a likely reflection of how the ruling party of 14 years will do in upcoming general elections. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak told reporters he remains unfazed.
I'm focused completely on the job at hand, that's delivering for people across the country.
The opposition Labour Party made sweeping gains, winning control over many councils in England that it hasn't held for decades. For Keir Starmer, the Labour Party leader, it's generally been a stellar set of results. However, Labour did see losses in some areas with large Muslim populations because of Starmer's pro-Israel stance. Karen Chabas, London.
And for sky watchers, the Eta Aquarid meteor shower peaks this weekend. It's caused by debris from Halley's Comet. Early Sunday, 10 to 30 meteors should be visible per hour in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.